Sunday night, end of day the Torah way. Shalom, wise world.
So a few hours on Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, actually, to see what we can find. I'm talking about the halacha section of Rosh Hashanah. So let's just start with what something very sort of caught my eye. I didn't realize there's a lot of people doing this, actually. It's very interesting. And that is, we know the Maaseh is an Indian of having simonim on Rosh Hashanah. It comes actually from a Gemara in Krisus. Since simonim are something, so one should do things because of simonim. Well, the Heilon base increases. Simonim also. Now that you say simonim or something, you're wrong in English. The mechel, reishat, akra, rubio, kauti, silky, tamra. Eat these different sorts of things, vegetables or fruits, which are good. Yeah? That's supposed to be a good thing. How it works, I don't know. It's supposed to be an auspicious time, and the moshe make a tefillah at the time, and that tefillah is meant to pour in place. It's meant to do the things it's supposed to do. There's a big side of the mice on the broch, first of all. So let's talk about anything which is a vegetable, the chora, like leek and carrots and things like that, nechera, there is no chiyuv bracha. It's like part of the meal. I'm just trying to think what vegetables you eat there which are not, which you don't have part of the meal. I mean, nice, and normally it's all part of the meal. And therefore, there's no chiyuv to. Oh, well, there's a pain in the middle, but the mice of the vegetables, the chiyuv, which you have, the part of the meal, and therefore they don't require nechera bracha. Oh, you know, you don't have it, but the once it's part of a meal, even that's a chalchilis. Some like to make a broch on something like a banana to pass them. But the chalchilis of mice, most of these things that we have are part of a meal. Even though you're not having it as a meal, but the mice is part of a meal. When it comes to the peiros, so also what we do is, I think many people start with the apple. Now that's a big question, really, because the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, when a person's got different fruits, and you've got shivas haminim, normally you want to go for the shivas haminim. That's what you should do first. So you got shivas haminim. So we have dates, pomegranates, pomegranates, what else do we have? Shai's, why you do that? The chayra, that's not so simple. Why should you do that? If you know you're gonna have it, the chayra, you should make a broch on the shivas haminim first. So you have dates and pomegranates, a lot of people have. Why do you make a broch on that first? That's a big question. Some people say, first of all, there's no right in the past. In the old days, probably couldn't get these dates and pomegranates. All they get was an apple. So that's why they made the broch on the apple. But nowadays, where you've got shivas haminim there, the chayr is a different story. And the chayr is true, we should have to make on the shivas haminim. Some justify, they say that, some say that klausel compared to tapuach. And since we're compared to a tapua, an apple is very choviv that overrides it. So chiddush in the Shulchan Aruch don't go with choviv. Some say what you're saying, and my best is not to put it on the table. So chiddush, my say it's a minute in Klai Yisrael, that's what many people do, and they do that. Now what I want to speak about is an interesting thing, which I didn't realize is quite nofus. That is, the mice of people take the apple, and so what happens is on the apple you make very praise, you swallow a bit of the apple, then after using yirotza. That's what should happen. And then you say the yotzah, wherever it is on the sweet apple. Now, the honey that we normally use is no problem, but there is such a thing that people buy, and that is the honeycomb. Now, I must say, I was surprised that the shops are selling it actually, this honeycomb. Now, to take honey out of honeycomb on Shabbat, is that allowed on Yom Tov? That's not so simple. What malach is that taking honey out of a honeycomb? Boyer is not, yes, Schita. It's actually called Schita Dosh. Comes under the Malach of Dosh. Its natural place where it grows is inside the honeycomb. So taking it out of the honeycomb is Dosh, which is a problem on Yom Tov. Dosh is not butter. You can't squeeze, people might think you can squeeze lemons or lemons on Yom Tov. Actually, you can't. It's not one of the lochas abotah nuns of lace. That's that you can do on Shabbos as well, yeah? You can do that on Shabbos. So squeeze a liquid from a food onto a sugar cube. That's mutter, Taka. He's quite right, because that's called kolabola equivocal domi. So the chayla is mutter. But here, I'll tell you why it's not so simple. I must say, I was very excited about this when I heard this. I was thinking this year. I said, the chayla, you can't do this on Yom Tov. You can't take the honey out of the honeycomb on Yom Tov. I was going to say something. Someone told me he works in one of these shops and they're selling it for Yom Tov. They're selling it. It's not mocha, it could be they're just using it for display. It doesn't mean they're actually taking the honeycomb out. So then I was thinking about it. I thought, I wonder if I have got a heta. The thing is, very interesting heta is, the mice is wrong. I'll tell you what I first thought is, the mice is aloha, you can't take peas out of a pot on Shabbos. Or on Yom Tov. I'll say, for Shabbos and Yom Tov are the same, these halachas are the same. Dosh is not a halacha, it's mutter on Yom Tov, so it's the same halacha. Peas in the pod on Shabbos, it depends. If the pod is edible, and you take the pea out, that's mutter. It's all called one min, there's no problem about that. If it's not edible, the pod, then that's called dosh. It's not boira, so when we learn boira, we said the difference between boira and dosh, very interesting, is that the criteria of boira is it's typically done when you eat it. When a person eats a banana, he doesn't peel the banana before he eats it. Normally, you peel fruit before you eat it. Peas in the pod are not normally. Most peas in the pod are actually peeled before you eat it, long time before you eat it. It happens to be you might bring some, you might go to the greengrocer and buy some pods and eat them, but it's not normal. That doesn't fit into the melacha boira. That's the melacha dosh. If, however, the item is edible, the outer item is edible, there's no problem. So I've got very excited because apparently people are telling me now that the honeycomb itself you can eat. Never tasted it? I always haven't. But someone Googles for me everything. I've heard that I have tasted actually on the wall, and he said to me you can eat the honeycomb. They recommend that you can eat the honeycomb. They say it's very, very healthy. I was all excited. I thought maybe then there's no problem with dosh. It's different to peas in the pod. That was what I thought is mutter. But then yesterday, I won't tell you what I thought about it, but the mice yesterday, it came to me, the mice said, hopefully it's a mistake. Because this whole halacha, if the outside casing is edible, there's no dosh, it's only by a solid. If you've got peas and a pod, they're both solids. Then there's a heter. If everything is edible, there's no dosh. In a liquid, when you extract a liquid, you don't have this heter. The washer will ask you, every grape, when you squeeze a grape, is it dosh? It is, yeah? Aye, the chayor is all edible. The Torah says, by liquids, you don't say this. By liquids, even though the outside outside casing is edible, since it's such a major shimon, what you've done, it's called dosh. Interesting. Someone showed me actually, I was with Zion Krauss, what's to say about this? Interesting. So he wrote a letter, yes. He wrote a letter in the Voice when he came up from the London, Manchester, Besden. And someone asked him a shayla about using the honeycomb on Yom Tov. He writes, and Peter brought up the subject. He says, for many years I tried to publicize this little bit halacha. He says, it's an issur min ha-Torah to take out the honeycomb actually from here. The reason is that it entails extracting honey from its natural inedible in case where it writes honeycomb. This is called mafarik. He says, the stock organization of shops that sell honeycombs to the Jewish community prior to Rosh Hashanah should be requested to refrain from pursuing this because the mice is a mixture. So he knows it's like a problem, it's like an interesting thing. The mice is not so partial to what to do. Whether it would help, I'm not even sure if this would help the marshal to take the honey has put some bruin in it, so it's coming onto an oichel straight away. I'm not sure if that helps. I don't know. No, I'm not sure if it works in the case. Maybe kolabola oichel only works if the outer casing is a food. If it's not a food, then it helps. So I'm not sure whether this case is good. It's an important thing to Moira people, that this honeycomb case, to take half the honey, the chayr, from the honeycomb, is not possible to do on Yom Tov. It's problematic. It's best that one does this before Yom Tov. And so what you could do is you can have a honeycomb on a table, it looks nice. So take out the honey from the honeycomb before Yom Tov, put it on a plate. That's the chayr, okay. Yeah, that's an interesting point. Saying it's quite, I was trying to get hold of it. I went to a few shops to try if I can get a hold of Sunny Cove. It sold out. So I might say it's quite popular, it looks like. I say, whether people are actually using it on the onto the soul, just putting it on the table, if you got nice, I don't know. But, I mean, I have seen it once before. I think someone, I once had it a few years ago in China, someone brought it to me. The main time that is helpful to have it's one of the questions. Is honeycomb is edible? How should you eat it? And then they've got questions. Is it healthy to eat? The mice, they say it's healthy. What?
It's not too solid.
No, but the honeycomb itself is juicy. Yeah. It's like it's more than a liquid. It's not really a liquid.
No, because the honey inside. Then you haven't got the hassle.
Why?
Of eating the honeycomb with two solids.
Yeah. Okay, you won't have that hetter over here. Yeah, with a liquid, you won't have that hetter. Yeah, the chayitza, so this mask is called a liquid chayitza. It's one designed mask which will mask the camel tumma. Yeah, chayitza, you haven't got this hetter. I don't know the chayitza. It should come out, it should be a problem. Chayitza. Yeah? That's the chayitza, what should come out. So if anyone's got any different, I'm happy to hear. I just was in this over this year now about this. I thought about it in the past, this question. Because I was busy with this a while ago, but now it comes out, and I said, I see that more people are doing it. It looks like it's an important thing. The other question is also very interesting, which is also very hard to machri on this halacha, and that is if someone benches on Rosh Hashanah night, or Rosh Hashanah day, makes no difference actually, and he missed out Yalav Yovel in his benching. What's the halacha? So this is a very interesting point. There's a few aspects to this actually. Let's just start from here. Kuk Pei Ches, and you should rule things down. Kuk Pei Ches. Very interesting. Mr. Rule of Reason, some Kupay Ches, where is it? Kupay Ches, Sivov. Let's talk about if someone missed out. And we got Mr. Rule over here. If someone, now we know that Allah, if someone misses out, for example, someone missed out, for example, for a sale. So what happens is, on the first two meals of Shabbos, the person missed out, it's much market, he's got to repeat benching. If he realizes before when he starts Baruch Ta Hashem and Kemal Ha'olam, there's a special bracha you can say. Yeah, on Shabbos, what's the bracha you say? Nosam Shabbos Mnucha, I think it is, yeah? There's a special bracha you can say. Here in Reish Kupay Ches, the Muhammad talking about if you missed out, let's say, yeah, we have all these things over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Rosh Hashanah ain't omen the sauce and the silver. It carries on. Then there's a question, first of all, do you finish off the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem? From the Loshen is, do you finish off the bracha with a Baruch Atah Hashem? That's one shayla. Then the Mishnah Berurah says like this, listen carefully to what he's saying. In Shochan, here's the answer to the someone forgot to say Yalav Yovel for benching on Rosh Hashanah. Here's the Atzei Vamitiv. He starts Atzei Vamitiv. God came to us among the wrong, holes to shove Ein Echozer. You don't go back. Oh, very good. What's Rosh Hashanah? Why on Rosh Hashanah do you not go back? So there's a Yesh Omer among the wrong that you could fast on Rosh Hashanah. Now, we know that on Shabbos, if you missed out, let's say, for the first two meals, you go back and you miss out, let's say, for Shabbos shoes, you don't. What's the difference? The difference is because there's one shitter which holds by Shabbos shoes, you don't need to have pass. The Maestro, we don't take on like that, we really have to have pass, but since there's one shitter which says not compulsory to have pass, then mainly if you missed out, let's say, for Shabbos shoes, you don't repeat it. Says the Mogen Avraham, since some people say you can fast on Rosh Hashanah, there's no chiyuv to eat pas. Yeah? If you missed out Yalav Yovel in benching, you don't repeat it. What? Yeah, no. The say is different. The say is different. Yeah, if you missed that, if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, yes, or if you missed, oh, it's actually interesting what happened then. If Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, but that's a Shabbos thing, it's not a Rosh Hashanah thing there. But you're right, if Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos, and you missed that, it would say you have to repeat mention. If you missed that, you had to go. The ancient ones know now what to do, because with Sabbath Rosh Hashanah, you don't need to repeat it. But with Sabbath Shabbos, that's an interesting question. That's like the Rosh Hashanah, let's say Rosh Chodesh is on Friday night. and you miss that Yarav Yavoi on Rosh. You miss out, say, or Yarav Yavoi on Rosh. You don't repeat mentioning, you miss that Yarav Yavoi. Because that's not a Shabbos din. It's a din in Rosh Chodesh. So the Chayra should be the same on Rosh Chodesh. Good point. I think so. I'm not 100% sure, but the Chayra, that's what happened. That. So I missed out Yarav Yavoi on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Mogen Avraham, you do not go back like Rosh Chodesh. Any rabbi chodik alav, any rabbi however disagrees, or svirud chodik, he says you do go back. Now here the Mishnah Berurah is not makir what you do; you're stuck. So that means someone missed out Yarav Yavoi on Rosh Hashanah, and he's finished benching. What happens now? I don't know. The Mishnah Berurah is not makir. Normally the rule is Sofik Rachlom, you've got Machlokas, you don't go back. That's what should come out. The only problem is in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, in Tov Kuv Tzadi Zion, interesting, the rule there says an interesting thing. To find a Tov Kuv Tzadi Zion. Mr. Ruin Sivkon, hey, he's talking about something else, but he says, Al Belaila Shal Rosh Hashanah, on the night of Rosh Hashanah, Bevadai Oso Leisanis Lekuli Alma. It's Oso to fast with everyone. By night. Day looks like some things when you can. But even this Mr. Ruin is not definitely a raya, because when he says you can't fast, you can eat other besides bread. Who says you have to have bread? So this is a very big question now, what you do. This is a big machlokes and a poskim. What happens if someone forgot Yalev Yovoi on Rosh Hashanah? So in the night, some people want to say there's more of a sroah to say you have to repeat benching because you can't fast. Even though the fasting doesn't have to mean bread. In the daytime, that's questionable. So Hoshem Zalman says that the meaning is to always repeat benching. I think Hoshem Zalman says. But a minute is always true, he bent. Others, the Maestro, are not so sure. It's the Maestro, they can decide what to do. So it's definitely worthwhile being very careful on Rosh Hashanah that you say Yalam Yom properly. You don't forget to say Yalam Yom. That's one thing. And one other interesting thing, which is Maestro, this is interesting as well, in a Mr. Rura, in what's called starting, so in the Moshul, when have you got this problem? That means if you start, Baruch HaTar Hashem, the Kemalach Oilam, HaKeru Vin Malkenu, and you realize, I forgot it, and you've got this problem now. What happens if you start saying about Matir, but you say, Baruch HaTar Hashem Elokim Melech HaOlam? You haven't said Akeil. Now, you could actually make this new insertion as an extra bracha to put in, if you haven't. Can you do it then? So, interesting, Mishnah Berurah, in the Mishnah Berurah himself, he writes from the Chayagah, that as long as you've not said a word Akeil, you can change it to the bracha of this extra nusach. In the Bi'ah Halacha, though, he says, I don't understand. Once you said Baruch HaTar Hashem, you had in mind for something else, you can't do it. So it's interesting. In the Mishnah Berurah brings one thing, and the Bi'ah Halacha brings something else. So there, after all, Shlomo Zalman says the Ikar of the Mishnah Berurah. The always the Halacha is, when you've got this contradiction between the Bi'ah Halacha and the Mishnah Berurah, I think normally a couple of pieces always, but here it certainly says this, that here the Mishnah Berurah is the Ikar. And therefore, calls the money, not say for Kale, you're allowed to actually change the Nusach HaBrocha and go to Hashem Nosach, whatever the Nusach is. Okay, everybody, so that's it. Simchat Torah, a good convention. Sure.